First, a very happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers and grandmothers and godmothers today. Let me start out by reading a letter from an Irish mother to her son. Dear son, just a few lines to let you know I'm still alive. I'm writing this slowly because I know you cannot read fast. You won't recognize the house when you get home since we've moved. Your father has a lovely new job with 700 men under him. He cuts grass at the cemetery. There is a washing machine at the new house, but it's not working too well. Last week I put in 12 shirts, pulled the chain, and haven't seen them since. Your sister Colleen had a baby this morning, but I haven't found out if it's a boy or a girl, so I don't know if you're an uncle or an aunt. Your Uncle Mick drowned in last week in the vat of whiskey at the Dublin distillery. His friends tried to save him, but he fought them off bravely. He was cremated, and it took 4 days to put the fire out. I saw the doctor last week, and your father went with me. The doctor put a glass tube in my mouth and told me not to speak for 30 minutes. Your father wanted to buy it from him. It only rained twice this week, once for 4 days, the other for 3 days. And we had a letter from the undertaker. He said if the final payment on your grandmother's grave wasn't paid in 7 days, up she comes. Signed, your loving mother. P.S. I was going to send you a $10 bill, but I had already sealed the envelope. So again, happy Mother's Day to all of you. And it is, of course, the great feast day of the Ascension of the Lord into heaven. And as you know, when we pray our glorious mysteries of the Rosary, the second glorious mystery is the Ascension of the Lord. And we contemplate, we meditate, we think about this great event, Jesus ascending into heaven to sit at the Father's right hand in glory. Of course, why did the Lord ascend into heaven? We'll read later on that it was not to abandon us, but to be our hope. Where the head of the church has gone, we, the members of the church, hope to go. He is now at the right hand of the Father. Why did Jesus ascend? The Catechism gives us many answers, many insights into why Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father. First, to continue to intercede for us, to continue to be our mediator. Our Lord Jesus, with his glorified wounds, continues to show his wounds to the Heavenly Father, asking mercy upon the world. Jesus continues to intercede for us at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. Jesus also went to heaven to prepare a place for us. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you in my Father's house. There are many dwelling places. And he told his disciples and his followers, I'm going to prepare a place. The Catechism also says that Jesus ascended to heaven to remind us that heaven is our true home. Earth is not our true and lasting home. It's temporary. We're only on earth for 25 years or 50 years, 75 years. Maybe some live to be 100. But that is a short period of time considering eternity. So it's to remind us that he ascended to heaven, that heaven is our true home. That's our goal. That's our destination. That should be our focus. Yes, we live in the world. We do our best while we're on earth for this short period of time to know God, to love God, to serve him, to save our soul, to save the souls of others. But heaven is our true home and eternal destination. The Catechism says that this feast day is a feast day of hope. It's one of encouragement because, again, where the head of the church has gone, we hope to go as well. It's an important feast day, especially in times of suffering or difficulty, times of discouragement or despair. The virtue of hope is so needed today in the modern world. We see people losing hope. We see people sometimes giving in to despair or discouragement. But the virtue of hope is the medicine. It is the antidote to the suffering, discouragement, and despair in modern society. The virtue of hope. And the Ascension reminds us of that. And then the Church teaches us that the ascension was necessary so that Jesus would then send his Holy Spirit upon us at Pentecost. Jesus says, it is better that I go, because then the Father and I will send to you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who would come down upon the church at Pentecost. So God would not be outside us, he would be within us through his divine grace of the Holy Spirit dwelling within our souls through sanctifying grace that we receive in baptism and the sacraments. So Jesus, even though he ascended to the right hand of the Father, he said something very interesting. I will be with you always, even until the end of the age. How does Jesus remain with us? He remains with us through his church, the body of Christ. So he remains with us through the sacraments, especially his real presence in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. The greatest presence of Christ on earth is in the tabernacle. Yes, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, but he's also in the tabernacle of every Catholic Church, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in his resurrected, glorified form. So he remains with us through his church, through the sacraments, through the Word of God, through the sacred scriptures, which is a special presence of the Lord as well. But of course, his greatest presence is his real, true, substantial presence in the most blessed sacrament of the altar. And the Lord, before he ascended, gave us a job. He gave us a commission. He says, you are my witnesses until the end, to the ends of the earth. So he wants us to evangelize, to spread the faith, to not keep the faith to ourselves. It says in Scripture that just as the Lord ascended to heaven, so he will come back again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And until the time the Lord comes back, we have a special commission, a special job, which is to be his witnesses and to help save as many souls as we can. So during this feast day of the Ascension, let's pray for the virtue of hope. Let's pray for the longing for God's kingdom. And let's pray that we too may be his witnesses to everyone that we meet.